Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable right now? I doubt it. Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You are disoriented and scared too, I would imagine. Perfectly normal under the circumstances. For a little while at least, you need to get your shit together and listen to this tape. It is very relevant to your situation. I'm going to tell you in detail why you have been kidnapped, what's going to happen to you, and how long you'll be here. We are in the business of selling sex slaves, and you have been selected to be one of our rarest and most expensive commodities. Believe it or not, we have a lot of clients who are willing to pay extra to fuck one straight man in their new pussies. I can't say for sure why you were chosen. Maybe you cheated on your girlfriend and she thought this would be a great way to get revenge. Maybe you just made one too many enemies at work and someone thought this would be a perfect way to literally fuck you. Or maybe someone simply thought that you would make a great woman. In any case, it doesn't really matter. You're here, and we're going to make the most of it. You're going to be kept in a hidden slave room. It is relatively soundproof, escape-proof, and it is completely stocked with devices and equipment to train you in. You've been snatched and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave. Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, I suppose it is to the uninitiated, but we do it all the time. You've been taken by force, and you're going to be kept and used by force. What all this amounts to is that you're going to be kept naked and chained up to be used and abused by anyone willing to pay to do so. Anytime they want to. Any way they want to. And you might as well start getting used to it because you're going to be kept here and used until such time as we get tired of fucking around with you. And we will eventually. In a month or two. Maybe three. It's no big deal. At that time, we might let you loose, or if we think we can make a buck, we might just end up selling you. Don't worry. We'll make sure you're kept in healthy condition. We will feed you and require you to keep yourself reasonably clean, and you will always be allowed to use the toilet when necessary. In return, you're going to be used hard, especially during your first few days when you're new and fresh. You're going to be kept chained in a variety of different positions, usually with your legs or knees forced wide apart. Your new organ is going to get a lot of use. At first, your little pussy is going to be subjected to a lot of use with some rather large dildos, just to get you used to what your new life is going to be. And it goes without saying that there's going to be a lot of oral sex. On numerous occasions, you're going to be forced to suck cock and eat pussy until your jaws ache and your tongue is sore. You might not like it, but you're fucking sure going to do it. And that's the easy part. The fetishes and hang-ups of our clients include stringent bondage, dungeon games, a little sadism, nothing too serious. We want to keep you looking pretty. But sometimes there will be some discomfort and pain. I realize that being abducted and forced into sexual slavery is a hard pill to swallow. Some girls really have a lot of trouble with it, and I'm sure that you will to a certain extent. But face it, you can't get away. You can't say no. You're going to be naked all the time. You won't be able to struggle or resist. You're going to have to lay there and take it, good or bad, no matter what is being done to you. The scary thought? Yes. But there are no options. Nothing that you say or do will change the fact that it's going to happen. Many girls beg and plead. Almost all of them cry a lot, especially during the first 3 or 4 days. Some of them scream and threaten. But I'm going to tell you, just so you know, since you are being kept here against your will, We will never trust anything you say, do, or promise. You are a potential threat to us, and you will always be treated as such. On numerous occasions, bitches have told me they'd do anything if I wanted them to. If I just take the chains off. I've been offered ransom money. I've even had girls tell me they liked it. But I like to use the chains. Money's not that important, and masochists are rare as hell. I wonder what your scam's gonna be. Nothing that I haven't heard before, I bet. If you get a chance to talk at all. Well, let's change the subject a little bit. You already know that, for the most part, you're gonna be kept in the playroom. Fucking or sucking anyone you're told to. But let's talk about your training. The rules and punishment. Here you are a slave, and discipline is extremely strict. You're going to be given a set of rules, things you can and cannot do, and you will learn to comply because each time you violate a rule, you will be punished. As soon as each rule is told to you, it will become law as far as you're concerned. And you know what's going to happen every time you fuck up. We'll use a couple of methods of punishment. A whip is an excellent training aid. So is an electroshock machine. Anytime you get out of line, one or both of them will be used on you, and I assure you it will not be pleasant. There are not very many rules, and they're very easy to remember. But you're going to make mistakes. Every slave does. I don't like repeat offenders. It gets me very upset. During the first few hours, the first time you violate a certain rule, a teaching process. The second time you violate the same rule, you'll be lightly punished. And the third time you violate it, it's going to be a full punishment. After the first day, we won't cut you any slack at all. We'll expect total obedience. Now let's start this off right. You are a slave. You don't realize it yet, but you will eventually. You will be totally docile. You'll be very quiet, and you'll speak only when spoken to. Never initiate conversation. Keep your mouth shut. Anytime you are spoken to, you will be required to respond, and it will be with proper speech. Remember that we are in the dungeon game, and as long as you're here, it's the only game in town. Anytime that you are asked a question where a yes or no answer is required, you will respond by saying, "Yes, master," "No, mistress," "No, master," etc. You will show proper respect. Having to use the word master or mistress may sound funny, petty, or vain to you, but it's all right. If you choose not to do it, you can laugh while you're being whipped or while your body is convulsing under the electroshock machine. You will respond to commands without protest or resistance. Do exactly what you're told, nothing else. Remember that you are a slave, and failure to respond to a command will definitely get you in trouble. If a man decides to fuck you in your pussy or in your asshole, don't resist and don't struggle. When I tell you to spread your legs or to pull them back, you say, "Yes, mistress," and obey the command. Because to do anything less will get you beaten. If I tell you I want to be eaten up, you say, "Yes, mistress," and open your mouth. I love oral sex if it's done right. You're going to be taught exactly the way I like it. You will be taught how to use your lips and tongue like a pro. Not just on me or another woman, but on any man who stands in front of your face. And when it comes to finishing a man, you'll be required to swallow every bit of sperm. If I see one drop leak out of your mouth, I'm going to punish you. I can't foresee what kind of bitch you're going to be or how you'll feel about oral sex or any of that shit, but I'm going to tell you this. If during oral sex or at any other time you should bite one of our clients or me, we will take one of your back teeth. If it is a bad bite, we will take them all. That may sound harsh, but your teeth are serious weapons, and we're not going to tolerate any of that shit from you. Remember the commands. Yes, master. No, mistress. If your mistress should come into the room and tells you to get down on the floor or lay down on the floor, you say, Yes, mistress, and lay down on the floor exactly the way she told you to do. If she tells you to pull your knees up, you say, Yes, mistress, and pull your knees up. If she tells you to spread your knees, you say, Yes, mistress, and spread them wide apart and hold them there so she can play with your pussy, your stilettos, or whatever. A slave must always obey every command and offer no resistance. Remember that. Never say no unless it's justified, like in response to a question. If either one or both of us decide to put you in a different bondage position, the chains will be taken off the various parts of your body, wrists and ankles, never off your neck. Don't kick, struggle, or resist in any way. If you do, you're going to be in a world of hurt. If you're told to hold out your legs so a chain can be attached to your ankle, you say, Yes, master, or Yes, mistress, and hold your leg out. For repeated rule violations, the punishments are eventually going to become harsh and even brutal, and you won't have anyone to blame but yourself. Eventually, things will settle down a little, and just take it day by day. Well, I believe I told you about everything that I can. I cannot predict the future. I can't predict changes of procedure, but if this tape is being played for you, I have to assume it's still reasonably accurate. And I can only give you advice. Be smart, and be a survivor. Don't ever scream. Don't talk without permission. Be very quiet. Be docile and obedient. And by all means, show proper respect.